Members of the House and the Senate abandoned the swamp of Washington late this past week and headed off for their customary August summer vacations. Before passing his physical and heading for his ranch, the president had a winning week on Capitol Hill. The House passed a version of the Patient's Bill of Rights, which President Bush likes, and gave its okay to his energy plan, which includes authorization to drill for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. On the Senate side, a $5.5 billion farm subsidy bill was passed. Although the Democrats wanted to spend $2 billion more, they bowed to the threat of a presidential veto. Now that the Washington politicians are out of town, we are joined once again by three familiar voices from around the country. Jim Camden is a senior political reporter for the Spokane, Washington Spokesman Review. Mike Jacobs is editor of the Grand Forks, North Dakota Herald. And Candace Page is a political reporter for the Burlington, Vermont Free Press. Good morning, all of you.
Good morning.
Candy, let's start with you in Vermont. What kind of reception are the senators and the representatives going to get when they drop by their local diner for a cup of coffee or go to that fundraiser with all the high rollers this week?
Well, of course, in Vermont, all the attention is focused on Senator Jim Jeffords, who is still riding the wave of his defection from the Republican Party. And when Jim Jeffords goes out and about the state, that will be probably almost the sole subject of conversation. On the other hand, Jeffords has said that he's exhausted by the last few months, and he's not planning to spend much time meeting and greeting. He's going to be splitting wood at his farm.
Jim Camden in Spokane, what are you hearing from the citizens in the Pacific Northwest? What's their attitude about this past congressional session?
They're in a wait-and-see attitude because, except for the tax rebates, which are slowly trickling out, there hasn't been anything that's really final. The farm bill that passed last week, that just happened very late in the week, and so they're waiting on that. But I think our members of Congress are going to be asked to talk about not just the energy bill that's working its way through Congress, but also somehow give us a break on the rising energy prices out here. Electric prices and natural gas prices keep going up.
Mike Jacobs in Grand Forks, North Dakota, what about President Bush's farm subsidy package that passed? It was a lot smaller than the Democrats wanted.
There's going to be $5.5 billion in farmers' pockets nationwide. That's less than has been the case in the last few years, and probably less than many North Dakotans would have hoped for. The farm economy nationwide, and particularly in the Northern Plains, is in a world of hurt. So there's real anxiety about what might come out of both this bill, which now is pretty much settled, and what might come out of the farm legislation that's still being developed.
Speaking about money in people's pockets, and Jim, you had actually mentioned this, but I want to go to Candy with the question. The tax rebate checks have started going out. Are those payments buying any love in Vermont?
There is some cynicism, I think, about the checks. Some people think they're just going to have to give it back when tax season rolls around next April. Vermont is not big Bush country, and I have heard some remarks about Washington trying to buy our love.
Mike, what about in Grand Forks, North Dakota?
Our senior senator, Kent Conrad, is the point person or one of the point people for the Democrats in opposing the tax bill. And so he has in some ways colored the discussion here, focusing people's attention on what he sees as a threat to the Social Security trust funds.
We're into fire season, Jim. There have been a couple of major ones in Montana and Wyoming. What about in your area? What are people saying about forest management?
Well, everybody's worried out here about how dry it is, and we had a fatal fire a couple of weeks ago. We had four firefighters killed up in an area near a town called Winthrop in the North Cascades. And one of the bones of contention is whether or not the environmental rules and the Endangered Species Act were somehow responsible for not getting water and fire retardants there to the fire. Some members of Congress have said, there's a reason why we need to look at the Endangered Species Act and all of these forest regulations. But the Forest Service is saying it's too soon to tell. It could be just a situation where they got caught in a fire that blew, and there was nothing that could be done.
The Patient's Bill of Rights was fought over on Capitol Hill, and these are issues that are expected to resound very loudly with voters, certainly was during the campaign. Candy, what about in Vermont? Were people in Vermont paying attention to this?
You know, Leanne, I've heard very little, almost nothing, about the Patient's Bill of Rights up here. Bernie Sanders, has been quite critical of the compromise that was reached in the House and is talking a lot about the fact that the real issue should be the number of the millions of Americans who are without health insurance of any kind, so for whom this Bill of Rights may not be relevant. But this is not something that's getting talked about up here.
Mike Jacobs, what else is on the radar there in Grand Forks, North Dakota?
I think that the big news of the week from Washington was the possibility of another round of base closing. North Dakota has two major Air Force bases, and they're an important part of the local economies here in Grand Forks and at Minot. And, of course, we went through this, I guess it was in 1995, 96 maybe, and so there's a lot of interest in what might come of the idea of base closings.
Mike Jacobs is editor of the Grand Forks, North Dakota Herald. Jim Camden is a senior political reporter for the Spokane, Washington Spokesman Review. Candace Page is a political reporter for the Burlington, Vermont Free Press. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne.